Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, September 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are on the ground in Beslan, Russia, consoling families involved in the hostage situation. Sergei Rakuba is with Russian ministries and says their workers, Sergei and Taimuraz Totiev, who are brothers, are intimately involved.
The Totiev family, they have all their children, 7 to 14 years old. They're all in that school. And Sergei himself, he says, I don't know why God allowed it to happen. But then he talking to people that are around him, like him, fathers and mothers. He is sharing his faith.
Next, church leaders across the United States have committed to strengthening pastors in developing nations. Through the Global Advance Ambassadors Network, they're launching a 3-pronged training strategy for church growth, church planting, and developing sending churches. Global Advance's Dr. David Shibley.
There are some 2 million pastors and church leaders in the developing nations of the world. Only 5% of these pastors and church leaders ever have the privilege of attending Bible school or seminary. Consequently, they're just out there slugging it out the best way that they know, with hearts very committed to Jesus, but with very little training and with very few resources.
And schools with the Association of Christian Schools International in Sao Paulo, Brazil, are making a difference for Christ in their communities. Pan American Christian Academy is in the process of building a new science facility, which will help provide better education for students, at least 25% of whom are not Christians. Pray for these schools as they share the gospel with their students and families of the children. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.